You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on a Thursday evening in the tri-state. I'm Peter Rosenberg, and ENN is sponsored tonight by Coors Seltzer. Coors Seltzer is looking for volunteers to help save our rivers. Whatever you're doing, if you drink a Coors Seltzer, you're volunteering. Each 12-pack sold will help restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a seltzer, help save the Hudson River. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. I would like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I wish you bad luck on this one.
Well, I wish you bad luck. And I'd like to also say good evening to Michael.
You can't say you love the country more than I do.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Michael, if I never talk to you again, I'd be good.
Wow.
RJ's really working today.
Every day. Now, speaking of RJ working, he went and found the cut that I was referring to accidentally yesterday from an iMessage mistake that Michael and Dom won't let go of and say it cost me an ENN. So here's Rex Ryan on Barton Hahn a week ago talking about the Jets and Trevor Lawrence.
Joe Douglas is a good man. Joe Douglas, I've known him for 20 years. Bart, you and I both go back with Joe Douglas. In a way, if you're Joe Douglas, you might want the first pick anyway.
Right.
Because you know you got once-in-a-lifetime player, sitting there for you to draft. And that's a pretty good start if you're going to build a franchise that way. But if you're and right now, the Jet fans, and no bigger Jet fans than Bart Scott, myself, and a million others, nobody wants to see this team win a game now. You've already blown the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Better not win a game now.
Well, look, it was a week old and still completely
very relevant.
Relevant.
Very much so.
Nothing changed last weekend. The loss to Miami did not change that.
Is that a record, by the way? Using a week-old cut on ENN?
I don't know if it's ever been done before.
Well, it would have been old yesterday then, too.
Yeah, you keep focusing on that. It was just the wrong list of cuts. It was an iMessage.
You got to tighten this up, as Aaron Boone would say. Tighten this bleep up.
Well, I mean, you know.
This is an important part of the show.
Yeah.
I feel like we moved on from it, but it's come up now 6 times since I mentioned it. Probably.
Do you have any idea what show you're on?
Of all the mistakes, I know. Of all the mistakes that have been made, though, I make so many worse mistakes every day. What was that?
Yeah.
That was Aaron Boone yelling, tighten it up, but it didn't work the way I thought it would.
Let me hear it again. I think I can decipher it. Go ahead.
Tighten it up right now, okay?
Yeah, I heard it.
Young it up, in other words.
So yeah, what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to swing that old Bart and Hahn clip into a new Bart and Hahn clip.
Nice.
Because in what is just expected, the Baltimore Ravens made a move to pick up a great defender. Can you believe it?
They picked up Bart Scott.
No, they picked up Yannick Ngakoue. The Vikings traded the pass rusher to the Ravens. The Vikings receive a 2021 third-round draft pick and a conditional 2022 fifth-round pick for Ngakoue, according to Shefty.
What a weapon for the Ravens.
Ngakoue went to Maryland, so he gets to go back to Maryland and play for Baltimore. And this is just what the Ravens do. It's so annoying. They just constantly pick up great defenders. Like, and then you look around the league and you go, why didn't my team get that guy? Well, Damian Woody answer that question on Barton Hahn about why wouldn't the Giants go after Ngakoue?
Pass rushes are a premium. They're a premium. And that's the one area that the Giants, they don't have. They don't have a pass rusher. Think about how this guy could help Leonard Williams or, you know, those interior defensive tackles when you got a guy who can threaten the edge. So, you know, again, I don't know the reasoning why. Maybe it's because of the salary cap for next year. But, I mean, if I were the Giants, I would at least, you know, been in some type of discussions knowing how terrible my division is.
Don, do you get the sense, and maybe this is me going way overboard, that ENN is turning into essentially, you know, a best hits podcast for Barton Hahn?
Wow.
Feels that.
Rather than, you know, original content for our show.
I think we should appreciate Bart, right?
Oh, we love him.
So I got no problem with that.
Wow.
But they have their own podcast, I'm saying, you know. The show after Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, does he use interviews that Seth Meyers had? No, has his own content.
Yeah, but the show isn't really formatted that way.
It's sad what Peter's done with ENN, one of the most valuable properties on the station.
So let's just be clear. Let's just let it all out. You don't think our valuable property is worth promoting our cohorts who were on earlier?
No. You can't turn this segment into a podcast of their show.
It's cheap
because there are a lot of people that listen to all the shows on the station.
First of all, I'd like to see the numbers behind that. Second of all, that's not what this is at all.
Okay. I said I could be wrong, Don.
I don't think you are. I mean, nobody promotes ESPN Radio more than ESPN Radio.
Wait, so you think he's right or wrong?
No, I think he's right. But I think it's good.
Okay.
All right, so.
Okay, so we're both
we're just
right.
coming at it from different angles, but we both agree.
Here, so. Right, but I do find it interesting that when a team doesn't get a player, we just automatically then kill said team for not getting the player when there could be extenuating circumstances.
Like, also, we don't know if they tried.
They may have tried, and they may have cap implications they've got to think about. So I don't know if you want to kill the Giants. It would be a nice piece to have. And to Peter's point, it's funny how like certain teams, like the Steelers back in the day, right, Peter? They'd lose free agents on defense, and they wouldn't miss a beat. You know, they just well-run organizations just find a way to collect players.
Yeah, and then you see the player on said team, and you go, I didn't even know that guy was available. Mm. Now, not in the case of Ngakoue, where people have known he was going to end up somewhere else, but often that's the case. You go, oh, that guy was being shopped? Oh, yeah, well, don't worry, he ended up in Baltimore. He ended up in Pittsburgh. He ended up in New England. That's what the best organizations do. Let's flip it to the worst organizations, and that would be Cleveland. Odell Beckham has had some heat this week. Number one, the punishments being doled out to LSU for him handing money to his fellow alumni last year.
But not alumni, active players.
Well, yeah, soon to be alumni. He's the alumnus. They were active players. Here's Odell, though, responding to criticism he received for his conduct on the sideline after leaving the game last weekend against Pittsburgh. Here's Odell defending himself.
I'm and at this point, I really don't care to keep trying to make myself look like a good guy into the world and all that, because I am who I am. I got pulled out of the game. The coach said this was the best decision. It's 8 minutes left, and for me, I'd rather take my open like a man. I'd rather take my win the same way. I want to be out there to the last whistle competing. I'm kind of over trying to play the right thing because, you know, I love them to death, but there's people who have plenty of rings and consider the GOAT, and they do things on the sideline and they get away with it, and it's classified as passion because they may have something behind their legacy or whatever it is. And to me, bro, we love this that much. It means that much.
Listen, there's part of me that agrees with what he's saying. He's obviously referring to Tom Brady. Tom Brady never, you know, proposed to a kicking net. So you can't escape the things you've done in the past and then just expect people to look at it in an individual case-by-case basis, because he's right. If he's fired up about coming out, Tom Brady yells on the sidelines too. But Odell's done some really dumb things, lifting his leg and peeing in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's what's costing him now. He should have realized it.
And he's tired of doing the right thing. I couldn't really tell what he was saying because there were so many beeps. But when has he ever tried to do the right thing? When did he ever try of, like, he said he's tired of trying to keep up appearances. When has he ever done that? He's always just been his own person, rightly or wrongly. You know, he's always been that way. So now all of a sudden he's tired of it? I mean, yeah, it's Tom Brady, who's got a bunch of rings jingling and jangling, who is a known leader on the team, and is, you know, if he wants to rip into a coach or yell or scream on the sideline, you're probably going to give him a pass. When Odell does it, like you said, Michael, with a checkered pass, it's going to look differently.
I heard, to support Odell a little bit more, after a win that Michigan had last year, Tom Brady was handing out Bitcoin on the sideline.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. People didn't see it because it's Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So that's a lot safer, though.
Yeah, it's much safer than handing $100 bills.
Right, so he just said to them, hey, check your email later.
Yeah, you got yourself a little Bitcoin for this win.
Let's hear from our very own Keyshawn on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin sticking up for Odell.
OBJ will be fine, whether it's in Cleveland or somewhere else, because he is a talented player. But he can't be talented if he's a cardboard cutout standing in the middle of a store aisle. He can't be. He has to be active. They've got to figure out how to get him the football. You're paying him a lot of money. He helps you win games when he's on point. And if you can't figure out how to allow him to help you win games, then you're going to get the frustration out of him. And you got to live with it if you're an organization and a head coach.
What was the score when they took him out of the game? That game was over at kickoff.
Yeah, I stopped sweating maybe after the first quarter.
Right.
So I don't think anybody was listen, I can't get in the coach's head, but I would think that it was, hey, you're a great player. I don't need you getting hurt in a game we got no chance to win. I'm pulling you out. I mean,
Keyshawn is right about the fact that if you're going to get into the Odell business, know that he has to be active and productive or it's not going to be a fruitful relationship. He's going to become annoying and more difficult if he's not getting the ball.
I see, because it's that old bag. That's who he is, so don't be upset by it. You know, so you can never get upset at somebody for being a jerk because he's always been that way.
But,
so
you gotta know what you're getting into business with. That's what it is.
Yeah, talking about that yesterday, Don? That's just him?
We were going back to the decision for Rivera.
Yes,
to go,
that's just
go
him,
for
right.
two. It's just, well, that's Riverboat Ron. That's well, okay, that's fine. So I guess Cleveland doesn't have a kick coming for acquiring him. But when do we just hold it responsible? Hold the individual responsible. Say, why do you have to be that way? Like, I understand you want the ball. Most of the wide receiver divas want the ball, right? But when you get taken out of a game with 8 minutes to go and you're getting blown out by three touchdowns, it's that wouldn't be an example, would it?
Well, my biggest issue with how the argument Odell made comparing himself to Brady, I mean, he took his cleats off. So your way of showing that you're passionate and angry was to take your cleats off. So now if a situation happened where your team got a quick pick six and was back in the game, you're literally unprepared now if did have to play.
And also,
it's just a useless way to show your emotion.
Everybody. And first of all, that's such an excellent point, Peter. Anybody does that. Whether it was Mark Sanchez eating a hot dog on the sideline or Randy Moss walking off the field in Washington before halftime. Every player gets ripped for that, right?
Every time.
Every single time.
When
doesn't matter
yourself,
what position, good, yeah, bad, indifferent. That's always a bad look. Always. If Tom Brady took his shoes off and said, we would be ripping him, okay?
The Raiders will place four starting offensive linemen and safety Jonathan Abram on the reserve COVID-19 list after all five were deemed high-risk contacts earlier today, according to our own Paul Gutierrez.
Because another offensive lineman has tested positive, and they're always in the same room together. And
correct.
When we had on Shiano earlier, he said, when we had outbreaks, we knew the next people that were going to get them. We just know by contact tracing, you just know who's going to get it.
So that's right. So because Trent Brown, who's a tackle, was already on the reserve COVID-19 list, now the Raiders could be down the whole room. Now, as a result of that, the NFL has announced that Sunday's Bucks-Raiders game, which was originally an 8:20 NBC game, will now start at 4:05 on Fox, and they've bumped the Seahawks-Cardinals game to Sunday night. I'll be honest, I think that might be a more fun game anyway.
I think so. But I think
that's a renewed rivalry game with a, you know, with a new young quarterback who's coming into his own.
And when you see the NFL do that, isn't this like that game 5 seconds away from being postponed?
Yes. Later game? Yep. Absolutely.
I think it's actually, but can I tell you the truth, though? I think it's because NBC was scared of having the Bucs Raiders go up against Scream on CBS. They wanted no part of Courtney Cox and David Arquette. No chance, baby.
And game five.
That too. Wonder how the ratings were yesterday for game two. Do we know?
About the same, about 10 million.
Pretty strong.
Which has got its audience.
Low. Yeah, it's got that's its audience. But as if there's a game six or seven, I think it'll go up.
So what are we looking at? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, game five.
Mm-hmm.
So game seven would be Wednesday.
Yes.
So no fear of any football. I think that's
when the Raider game will be played.
Right. We mentioned the Seahawks. Let's hear from Pete Carroll on the possibility of the Seahawks signing Antonio Brown.
We have endeavored to be in on everything that's going on, and John has done a marvelous job of always being tuned in to what's happening, and this is no exception, you know, so we'll see what happens.
If Pete Carroll went to a carnival, and by the way, I hate carnivals, hate carnival barkers, hate the whole thing.
Wow.
Hate carnies. But if he went to a carnival and it was a guess your age person, no way they'd say 69 years old. The guy's, it's amazing. He's an outlier.
He sounds 35.
Yeah, he acts 12.
It's amazing, really. Never ages.
Who actually likes carnies?
RJ, you know what to do.
What's the matter with the carnival? It's a nice carnival. You don't like to go on a few of the rides?
No, last thing I'll ever do is go on a ride in a carnival that goes town to town, because I'm sure those things are really safe.
They kind of are.
Oh, really?
They're inspected.
Okay, I'll play along. I might go on a merry-go-round. Look at the insane clown posse.
So the carnival comes into, you know, town.
Where I live.
Wherever you live.
Uh-huh.
You're not taking the kids?
Where is that again?
I'm taking the kids.
All right.
Yeah, and we'll do the games and everything. I'm not going on a ride that could spin out of control and kill people.
But sometimes you got to go on a ride with the kids.
Getting some fried dough, but they're not going to go on any ride that's like a roller coaster at this
point. Well, listen,
this,
the craziest thing happened to me when I was a kid at the local fair. So the carnival came to town, and we were all there. It was very exciting, and my buddy Josh decided he didn't want to go on the rides. He wanted to use this sort of like machine, not like a video game. It's called Zoltar. And he wanted to use it and make a wish.
Why?
And he makes the wish, and you're not going to believe it. After he makes the wish, he disappears for like months. And he comes back months later, and he tells us his whole story about living in Manhattan and having sex, even though he was, I think, 10 at the time or 12. And, yeah, he worked at a toy company.
So this was the inspiration for the movie.
Yeah. I didn't know it was based on a true story.
What movie?
Big.
Oh, my God. I love that movie. I never even put two and two together.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mike Pereira was actually considered by Fox to be the MLB rules expert, but it was shot down by Mr. No Fun Joe Torre, who was not interested in having Pereira do it. Now, it makes sense when you think about it. Pereira actually spoke about this during an interview. Here's what he said. He said, they asked me if I wanted to do it and go to umpire school to learn the rules. I decided, okay, I'll do it. I'll go to baseball school. I will come up and learn the rules so that I can do this role. And I actually talked to some umpires and a couple of people in the umpire department in New York and Major League Baseball. But Joe Torre put the nix on it. He nixed me. He said, we don't want a guy being our rules specialist who's never umpired.
That's a great call by Joe.
I think it's a smart call by Joe. But also, there's an addendum to this.
Go ahead.
they interviewed some umpires about it. Some guys that might have been out of the league because of disability or some kind of retirement. They would lose their retirement benefits if they got paid by Fox, so it just fell apart. They couldn't bring an umpire in, a former umpire, because you would have they would have lost the money they make from pensions or whatever. I mean, it was explained in the story, but it just became a cost prohibitive thing that they couldn't do.
So that's probably why they went to Pereira, because they knew they couldn't go to a former umpire. So they figured, all right, the guy's already on our payroll. Because I wouldn't think, no offense to Mike, but he doesn't. It's not like he's such a personality, you got to put him on. You figure you could get somebody that worked for baseball. Why would you get somebody to educate himself on baseball when you have a slew of people that did it for 30 years?
Because he's a Fox personality. It would be great.
No, but it doesn't make any sense.
You know what everyone says?
You say rules expert, and your expert had to go to school like 2 months before.
So yeah, to learn the rules?
Yeah, that doesn't make any
sense. Then I can do it. I mean, it does. I agree. Everyone would watch it and go, why is Mike Pereira doing this?
Exactly.
So it's the right call by Torrey. Hey, by the way, we mentioned the World Series. The Rays beat the Dodgers last night. Brandon Lowe hits two home runs, and the World Series is even. Lowe becomes the first player to hit two opposite
fields. It's not Lowe. It's Lau. Oh.
Oh, yeah, it is. Wow, it's embarrassing.
Don.
I know, and I watched the game, too.
He ruined another ENN.
Oh, my God.
It's not what you want.
The guy's going to be in the top five of the American League MVP voting, and you got his name wrong.
I thought he was related to Kevin Lowe.
And you called him, Michael, because he was a disaster early in the postseason, and he said, if he ever gets hot, and maybe this is it, man. Now it's a best of five.
Now, Lowe did become the first player to hit two opposite field home runs in one World Series game.
Say it again. Say the name again.
No, I don't want to. Now you're in my head, and I refuse to.
Michael had to do it.
I couldn't let it go, Don. I couldn't. I'm a good teammate, but it would have been an insult to our listeners.
I don't think it ruined ENN. I wouldn't worry about that. But
now, by the way, now there is a nicer way to do it.
How should I have done it?
Earlier today, if you were to go back in our show, and I don't want to be this guy, but Don, I have to be this guy because, let's be honest, I made a mistake and I'm embarrassed. When talking about Seattle's defense, you called them the Legion of Doom. You meant the Legion of Boom.
Boom.
I didn't stop the show and make a fool of you while talking to Dan Orlovsky.
Legion of Doom.
I wasn't Dan Orlovsky. You're making a mistake again. It was RJ Bell.
Who cares? That's the wrong point. Right. The point is you got it wrong, and all I did was say the correct thing under your voice.
I do appreciate the hockey reference. That was nice.
Who?
Me.
Oh, by Michael getting it wrong. Yes.
Right.
And but
Don,
I don't
is more wrong, Don. Region of Boom and Doom, or Brandon Lowe, or Brandon Lau.
Yeah, it's Peter. But I could tell you, just a little from somebody that has worked with other people in situations like with athletes and different people. What I usually do is I will then come up with an excuse to say the name.
That's right,
correctly.
Because you're a good
that
person.
That doesn't work with Peter.
No, wait a minute.
And then you hope that Peter picks up on it and doesn't have to say it again. And then if he says it again, then
Agreed.
You have to correct him.
Don, that is the appropriate, friendly way to do it.
Don, can I ask you a question? Make believe Peter's not here.
Okay.
Have you ever listened to the show?
I have listened to
it. What do you think is the way that we're going to do it here? You should have screamed out boom when I said it.
No, I would never do that. Well, I might, but not
no,
for
he
that.
Could. He could have. I think he didn't think to do it. I don't think Peter not saying it was to be nice.
No. I did say it. If you go back and listen, he goes Legion of Doom and I go boom. And I just say it. It's just a little addendum. It's
three
just
brothers in the same room growing up. Bunk beds on one side, one has a single bed on the other. And they're throwing things at each other. They're not being nice.
Hey, you're right. What I'm saying is the nice way to do it is to come up with an excuse to say it again so he can be corrected.
So the un-Michael K way
of
doing
it. You don't have to be nice.
No.
The show works because we're not nice.
I'm not nice.
It's like Roadhouse. Be nice until it's time not to be nice.
To not be nice. Because I'm sure your mom always said, be nice to your brother. You broke his leg.
It was completely on accident. It was the nicest way you can break somebody's leg.
You were dragging him down the steps, so there wasn't good intent.
It was horseplay.
You got to stop just going to horseplay, Don. That's
Why?
Such a broad.
That's more than horseplay.
Well, how else?
That's euthanasia.
What's euthanasia? I don't know what euthanasia is.
That's a 12 seed.
Are you talking about being a young man growing up in Japan?
That would be euthanasia.
Oh,
I said euthanasia.
Now, here's the audio earlier of Michael getting it wrong, and this is what a friend does. This is what a nice person does.
Yeah, I don't think it's not the Legion of Doom.
Wow.
I didn't even hear it.
No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I don't think it's not the Legion of Doom.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't even hear it. I said it, but then RJ's loud, obnoxious voice drowned me out.
Why do you think that you screaming out boom is any better than what I did? I said it's loud.
I think you said it meaner than that.
But even if you said boom, he could be like agreeing with you.
Well, right. I thought you were doing a John Madden interpretation.
You mean boom, he's on his back.
Right.
All right. All right, well, game three in the World Series. They're taking off tonight, so that way Joe Buck can do tonight's just absolute beauty between the Eagles and the Giants. They'll pick back up game three tomorrow night at 1:00.
I don't know if you guys heard earlier, but I took the Eagles for my three-point pick. And I picked 4.5.
And I picked the Giants for my one-point pick.
Lock doesn't even describe how you feel about it.
Yeah. It's more than a lock. You offered if we would accept, you would make it your 3-point pick
for the next
five weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Don, should we consider allowing that?
I was thinking about it,
but imagine he doesn't get it.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know how to feel about this because it would be if the Giants end up covering, tomorrow's show is going to be glorious.
And you know what? And if they don't, it's still going to be glorious. I play all the songs that I play.
But Peter, correct me if I'm wrong. For a guy that's not going to watch a second of the game because he's going to be all in on the debate.
Oh, he's such a liar.
Every Eagles score, I'm anticipating there being a text. And he is just going to be unconscionable.
But for the record, Don, I'm glad you brought that up.
You can't say you love the country more than I do.
Because when we had our initial conversation before the show started about the debate versus the game, and Michael was yelling at Andrew, and I was agreeing with him, for how could you not be interested in the debate? That was before Michael went completely all in on the air on the Giants, on the Eagles game. So now, Don, he was lying. He is going to have an eye on that Eagles-Giants game the entire night. He is too invested.
If he tells,
he's not watching it later. He is now. Because who does Michael root for? More than
himself.
Yeah, more than Joe Biden or Donald Trump, I'll tell you who he's rooting for. Michael Kay. And so he will be watching every snap of that
game. That's not true. You're wrong.
Now, he may
have
them on at the same time.
Will I be checking in every now and then?
You're going to be checking in way more than you were going to.
Yes.
I don't have to check in. This is a lock.
Oh, my God.
It's a lock.
I just want our listeners, please, I don't care what happens if the Eagles cover, but if it looks like the Giants could cover, please just tweet Michael on every single positive play for the Giants.
And I don't know how you feel about it. He will not agree with this, Peter. But it's to the point where if the final score is 17-10, I don't think he can hang on the rim. The way he's talking about it, it's not even going to be a debate. If the Eagles score
a
touchdown late to win the game, he can't hang on the rim and say, I told you.
Donald,
a lock.
Let me get one thing straight. If it's 17-12, I'm going to be screaming as I hang off the rim.
But
it's
I'm
a cover.
Telling you,
it's all I care.
I understand that, but you can't be screaming about what a lock it is. And you.
Well, hold on. There's two ways of looking at it, Don. There's two ways of looking at it. If the Eagles are up 12 in late and the Giants score a meaningless touchdown to cut it to 5, he gets to hang on the rim. If the Eagles are down 2 and score a touchdown with a minute left to win by 5, he can hang on the rim, but it's nonsense.
Or even return the kickoff in overtime for a touchdown.
This is all wasted breath. They're going to win by 21 points.
See, a comment like that means you should not be allowed to hang on the rim if the Eagles win scoring a touchdown in overtime because you're calling it as over at the half.
I will hang on the rim at my own discretion.
I will abuse you verbally at my own discretion.
That'll do it for ENN on a Thursday. It was a very contentious show. It was flawed. It was problematic, but you can't say it wasn't entertaining.
More than made up for yesterday. More than made up.
Thank you.
Can I give you one Rick DiPietro text?
I knew it.
Any chance Pereira can text over that baseball school number for Peter?
DiPietro.
That's why he's a joy. What a guy.
That's not bad, but I hate him.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.